Welcome to the shit show, punk bitches.
Don't go to fucking school. If you get inspired by Rudy, you're a fucking loser. Any grown adult on TikTok should be registered as a sex offender. I'm political poison. Nobody running for office wants to touch me except maybe Joe Biden.
Sex would probably be really annoying if they had to stop to bitch about how entitled millennials are.
It's time to get rid of the boomers. You should gas up your meth-addicted cousin Shane the same way you support Lizzo. Hello, friends. Welcome to this week's episode of Deepish Thoughts. It's Caleb Salvatore here for Drunken Disorderly Media, reporting live from basically a quarantine. My city hasn't been quarantined yet, but it might as fucking well be, because unless you want to go to the grocery store or exercise, who the fuck wants to do that? There's jack shit to do here. So basically just Council Bluffs on a Wednesday. I'm not in Council Bluffs. I am in Omaha. Thank you. I will never be associated with that hellhole of a fucking city, okay? But we're probably in the apocalypse, okay? The world is probably going to end. Let's just call it what it is. Got to end sometime. Maybe not the world, just humanity, society itself. But if you've studied your scripture, which I haven't, but I know people who have, if you studied your scripture, you know that the end times, when they come, it's followed by the Son of God returning to earth. Now, I know for a fact that the Son of God has returned because I've been watching Tiger King on Netflix. Joe Exotic was sent here to liberate us. Joe Exotic is the only thing keeping this. I saw a meme and it's perfect. It's true. Joe Exotic is the only thing keeping people in their homes. If you don't know what Joe Exotic is or who he is, go get Netflix. You all have Netflix. Get on your Netflix. If you don't, you're probably not even watching this, because who the fuck doesn't have Netflix anymore? So get on your Netflix and watch Tiger King. They're not a sponsor of ours, but oh my God, it is the greatest TV. The boomers always complained about, yes, TV just lacks American family values. Well, I'll tell you what, there's nothing more American, than guns, drugs, polygamy, and tigers. That's it. Go watch Tiger King on Netflix, and you will understand why we're going to be okay, because the Son of God has been sent back. Hashtag free Joe Exotic, and Carol Baskin is a fucking murderer. That's all I've got to say on that. Now, we are in stressful times, and the best way to watch that show, Tiger King on Netflix, who is not our sponsor, by the way, I'm sure they'd probably love to, or we'd probably love to have them, Tiger King on Netflix, is to go to NorthSpokaneCBD.com, use the code word drunk, get 15% or more off, or 15% off your order, not more. NorthSpokaneCBD.com, code word drunk, 15% off your order. You can't miss it. Guys, I wouldn't sponsor a product that I didn't stand by. Okay? If this was some shit that didn't work and they're like, look, just go say that and make money, I wouldn't fucking do it. I'd still do the show because I'm an attention-whoring madman that loves being in front of a camera or on a stage. So I'd still do the show. I just wouldn't do the advertisements, okay? Or I'd make them give me something else to promote on here. Not a concern at all. Make sure, but it really does. It truly is helpful. I'll tell you, my girlfriend has epilepsy, right? She felt a seizure coming on. She went and took a big old rip off her CBD vape, and within minutes, it was gone. Now, she has medicine that can stop a seizure in its tracks. The problem is this medicine basically renders her useless for the next 5 to 6 hours. And then after she comes out of that essentially medically induced nap, you know, where she's just a zombie if she's even conscious and awake, she's groggy the rest of the day, crabby, just like a normal woman. But so I guess it's not really that long lasting of side effects. I'm kidding. I love you, sweetie, if you're watching this. But this vape, one or two big old rips off of it, seizure symptoms were gone, and she wasn't a zombie the entire day. I feel like that's a win-win. You know, it's that, and that's the point of CBD. Mind you, I'm not a doctor. I'm not even saying it's going to work for everybody. Everyone's got a different body, or everyone's body's built a little bit differently. So I'm not saying it's going to work for you per se, but it's worked for me and it's worked for her for two completely different things. So just give it a whirl, I guess. And when you do, go to NorthSpokaneCBD.com, use the code word drunk for 15% or more off your order. Now, We are in trying times right now. We're all locked in our homes. We have nothing better to do. We have nothing at all to do. And once we finish Tiger King on Netflix and our CBD from NorthSpokaneCBD.com that we use the code word drunk for 15% for 15% off our order is gone, we're running out of shit to do. So I know it's going to be tough, especially for people in my demographic that is straight white males who are not married, have no children, and are in their mid-20s to early 30s. It's going to be very, very tough for us, especially on day four. It's going to be very tempting, damn near impossible, actually, to fight off the urge to start a podcast. I'm here to tell you, don't fucking do it. It's just don't go down that road. You're not going to be famous. If you're not doing anything, you can have a podcast, okay? If you're doing anything relevant, you know, in the entertainment or sports world or whatever, go ahead and get a podcast. Who gives a fuck? But if you're not, if you have nothing, if you work at the dump during the week and want to go on and start a podcast, don't fucking do it. You're not interesting. Your thoughts have been, you know, brushed over 100 times. People that include, and by the way, back on the athlete, friends who are in political shit, they have a podcast. That's fine. They're actually doing something interesting. But once again, if you work at the dump, your opinions are not original. They're not funny and they're not creative. They have been rehashed out 1,000,000 times. There is nothing original about you. Go back to your average life. That's fine. Go home to your wife and children who you hate. Find your soulless talking shit online behind a keyboard to strangers. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that. You know, maybe every now and then you go to the bar, you get a little drunk, probably shouldn't have driven home, but you still do it anyway. You escape the DUI. Go out and do that. You know, have fun with your buddies. Isn't that the American dream, to sit in your driveway and bitch about your wife and kids with your high school friends who also never left your hometown? Just saying. Fuck, try meth for the first time. Hang yourself. Anything, just don't start a podcast and think people give a flying fuck what you have to say, or that you have any type of stage or camera presence whatsoever, because you probably fucking don't. I'm a lazy fuck. I sit down and I'm on stage, but god damn it, I've got a stage presence. Fuck, I'm mobile up there from my stool. I'm not here to stroke my own cock. I don't think I'm that great, but I'm a lot better than a lot of the people out there who are on day 4, 5, 6, 7 of their 2-week quarantine and now want to fucking start a podcast. Don't do it. Go to an open mic, do some comedy for a little bit, and then start your podcast. That's when you've reached failing comedian status when you start your podcast. This is my second podcast. I have another one called Bread and Circuses by Big Bill Media. That's me and another comedian do that one. That's how you know I've reached that status. I've doubled it 2 times. Failing comic status. It really is getting out of hand here, though, this quarantine shit. We've got to be careful. We've got to be careful. Greta Thunberg now has the coronavirus. I really hope she doesn't die, because I can get away with making jokes about a retarded girl right now, but if I make fun of a dead retarded girl, the audience might start to draw the line. And one of my best jokes is about Greta. So prayers for Greta. Yes, they are selfish, but at the end of the day, I'm hoping that another human being, more particularly a child, doesn't die. So kiss my ass, haters. You have nothing to take away from that. There's no way the social justice warriors can eat my entire ass that I wiped, because I have a lot of toilet paper, can eat my ass, because I don't want anything bad to happen to Greta, not like a lot of the people. This is bad. Greta has coronavirus. Too bad she wasn't at the UN when she was infected. Fuck, is that too far? Hashtag become the weapon. I'm kidding. So we should build a statue in honor of Rand Paul. I really think we should do that. But no, Greta Thunberg has coronavirus. What are we going to do? Well, I mean, this is disastrous. What's next? Billie Eilish? I mean, not to go full millennial boomer on you guys, but Billie Eilish is a fine representation of everything wrong with the Gen Z, right? back in our day, fuck, I'm old enough to say that. Jesus Christ. Back in our day, there was nothing edgy about wearing, you know, baggy clothes. Edginess was showing, it was showing your body off and degrading yourself in disgusting ways that your grandmother hated. Disappointing your parents. You know, she rebellious by dyeing her hair green. Yeah, you know, we dyed our hair green when we wanted to be rebellious too, but at least we did more productive things when we wanted to stick it to the man, like skateboarding or burning down a warehouse, an abandoned warehouse, things that were fucking, at the very least, didn't hurt anybody. We didn't make shit music. Billie Eilish has got to be an Illuminati puppet. I refuse to believe anything else. She is a fucking demon from hell. Have you seen her album cover? And I'm not religious. I don't believe in hell. Remember, it's a character I play. This is all an act. Nothing I say on here is actually serious unless I tell you I'm being serious. I'm high energy today. I'm sorry. I'm actually recording during the day instead of at night. We're going to start doing that more often. Quarantine life has me bored. Maybe we'll do two episodes. No, I'm not that bored. I'm not doing two episodes of this fucking show a week. It's too exhausting. Billie Eilish, though. Do we know if Billy has the corona? Let's look it up. Let me pull up the gram here and see if Billy has the COVID-19, as the fucking obnoxious know-it-all jackasses say. Let's see. Oh, she has a poll on here. Who wants the? Do you want the list of songs that inspired each song off the album? I'm gonna vote no. She says social distancing does not mean go chill at your friend's house. Kiss my ass, Billy. How about that? You know, it's like some of us need to go places. Just because you can take a private jet doesn't mean I don't get to travel. That's my other thing. And we've already been over it. It again, if you make your living, if you pay your bills by A, taking half-naked, thotty pictures and posting them to the internet, just acting like a hoe for social media, or B, off government handouts. Yes, that includes Social Security for you retired boomers out there. That is a government handout because it's my money because your generation blew through it. So if you make your money one of those two ways, do not guilt me for going to work to pay my bills. Don't do it. You don't understand how the, you know, 98% of us live. You don't. And what we have to go through. Don't guilt me for it. Okay, you contribute nothing and your opinion is worthless. That's all there is to it. Stop guilting us, okay? And Billie Eilish, she doesn't act like a hoe on social media that I know of. I don't follow her on anything. She fucking weirds me out. She's just a fucking weirdo. I've heard the songs. Come on the radio and shit like that and Spotify. And ugh, God, I'm good. Thank you. I'm good. And they're going to hit me with the okay boomer now. I understand. Not my problem. That's okay, though. We'll keep it going. Did you see Trapped is still playing shows? Trapped. Do you remember Trapped? I would hit the Spotify on here, but I don't want to get sued for copyright. Actually, they would probably enjoy someone actually playing their music. The "It's Strong and Take You On." They're still doing shows like in the midst of the pandemic, right? Trapped is. And they're like posting. And Trapped is at an all-out war with seemingly everybody in the world on Twitter right now. The lead singer is pissing the other four members of that band's careers down the drain right now. It is glorious to watch. There, last I saw, they were at war with Legion of Skanks, and I have no idea why. That's not a war they want to get into because they won't win. Fuck. Heart disease or something like that. I don't know. I keep burping. My bad. But no. Yeah, Trapped. So they went on the super conservative rant defending Donald Trump from their official Twitter account. I guess he had just lost it. And they're going after everybody. Everyone. A guy got tagged in like one tweet and he wound up being in like a 200 tweet thread. I don't know what they're, you know, the rules are gatherings no larger than 10 people. So it makes sense that a Trapped concert would not qualify for that. It doesn't apply to it. So I understand why Trapped is still playing shows. Last I saw, they were touring, I want to say, with Saliva? No. Smile Empty Soul. They were touring with Smile Empty Soul. I love it. It is hilarious to me. Trapped, trolling everybody on Twitter, and Joe Exotic are going to pull us out. If you would have, you know, if a time traveler would have come back and see Caleb in 2010, who's still in school, but would have came back and talked to me and said, I don't have much time. I got to rush this, but okay. Everyone's going to be locked in their houses in 2020. And the only two things that you're going to have for entertainment are Trapped and Joe Exotic. I would have laughed my fucking ass off because Trapped wasn't relevant in 2010, much less 2020. How they continue to tour playing the same three songs over and over and over and over again is incredible. And I admire the hustle. I hope that one day I too can just live off royalties from something I did 20 years ago. I really do. That's my life goal, is to be the Trapped of comedy. Have one hit and just live off of it. That's it. Just live off that one hit. That's what I want to do. But I can't do that. So I got to hustle like this. Get my Gary Vee on. Hustle! Grind! Jesus Christ. It's going to suck. It's going to suck. But thankfully, our leaders are competent. Thankfully. Thankfully, we have got competent leaders like Donald J. Trump. Oh, my God. Hey, Trump, this is nothing compared to what other things Trump has had to see us through in his presidency. Do you remember a couple years ago, the hardest moment of Trump's presidency, he came out victorious on, scratch-free, when he got ASAP Rocky out of jail. Do you remember that? If Trump can get ASAP Rocky out of jail, the single, probably top five most important things. So I got, let's see, what do we have up there? We've got Abraham Lincoln freeing the slaves has got to be top five. Probably number one. Maybe number two. I don't know. What else do we put up there? And I'm not talking good or bad. I'm just talking most notable, most important in American history, helped shape a landscape. Truman probably dropping the bomb would be up there. What else? Who else could we put? Reagan ending the Cold War probably got to be up there. 9/11, Bush's response to 9/11, invading Afghanistan. But I still think all of those are beat out by Trump getting ASAP Rocky out of prison. I don't think any president has accomplished more. He could have resigned right there after he got ASAP Rocky out of prison, and he would have been the most accomplished president in U.S. history. No one ever would have caught him, but he had to do more. He had to do more. So he's gotten us through that difficult spot in his presidency. I have no doubt in my mind that we're going to come out of the coronavirus spot-free. Spot-free, because COVID-19 has nothing on ASAP being locked in jail. Nothing at all. Now, we're gonna be fine. I'm kidding. We're probably fucked.